Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
The court's appearance in Kerry dominating a lot of the front pages today. So the Irish Sun headline, ex-soldier on Mike murder charge. The Irish Daily Star, farmer murder charge, Michael Widow yards away as ex-US soldier Kelly in court. And the Irish Daily Mirror, charged with Gane murder. Former US soldier Michael Kelly was yesterday charged with murdering farmer Michael Gane. The court in Tralee heard the accused, aged 54, made no reply when charged by Gardaí with the murder at the farm in Kenmare in County Kerry last March. And there's a further court appearance then next week in that case. The Irish Independent on the front page says that hundreds of children could be denied a school place in a special classroom from September. And this is all because of unprecedented demand. And there's concern among some government TDs that this will cause a political controversy that will far overshadow the issues around special needs assistance. And of course, the government did a U-turn on cuts to SNAs recently because of the public backlash. And few things motivate members of the public and parents like affecting special needs children. But the TDs are worried that if there's no places in special schools for the children, this will be a bigger political issue than the cuts to SNAs. Labour's education spokesperson Owen Kenny says the system is on course to be 200 special classes short of what is needed this September. Irish Times on the front page says that Gardaí are still getting gifts despite anti-corruption rules. More than half of all the gifts accepted by the guards in the last 5 years contravened anti-corruption rules. And these included gifts like alcohol, like tickets for concerts, like tickets for sporting events. Senior officers approved accepting the gifts, but they are against Garda policy. And this is all in a big report by the Policing and Community Safety Authority. That was the Policing Authority, because we love to change names of boards here in Ireland. So it was the Policing Authority. Now it's the PCSA, which is examining the implementation of anti-corruption measures within the force. And they found that Garda gifts, hospitality and sponsorship policy required immediate attention. And the last publicly available recorded gift is for a €20 coffee voucher received by a Garda in Tralee in Kerry in July 2021. So it seems like there may be an issue with failing to publicly publish the gifts register if the last one was from 2021 for an Owl Coffee in Kerry. Irish Daily Mail on the front page, women are facing a €225 charge to attend special menopause appointments before they get access to free HRT. In June last year, the government formally introduced free HRT to all women, obviously going through the menopause. However, the Department of Health confirmed it wasn't going to cover consultations or GP visits. So now women face a bill before they could access the free treatment. And Social Democrats TD Jennifer Whitmore says she knows of women being charged €225 for a GP appointment for a specific menopause service. Before they can get the free HRT, they're having to pay this, which obviously means that that's a barrier for some women who don't have €225 to go to their GP. Also on the front of the Daily Mail, we have tips for you if you're trying to get married, because Janet Street Porter has written a piece, Why After 4 Failed Marriages, I've Tied the Knot Again at 79. So there's hope for everyone there. Irish Examiner on the front page is saying that there's absolutely no risk to Vladimir Zelensky when he comes to Ireland for the leader summit during the EU presidency. Helen McEntee says she's absolutely confident that all 47 heads of state attending the summit will be safe, and that the Gardaí and the Defence Forces have the resources available to make sure it's a hugely successful presidency. They're going to be very, very busy in the second half of this year dealing with the EU presidency and trying to facilitate 47 heads of state. You would imagine it's going to be a big headache, but the minister says no, nothing of concern, and we have the resources available. Now, several of the papers are covering a survey by RIP.ie, which is a website that I find myself going on a lot more now. Maybe it's a sign of age, but I do check RIP.ie, like half the country, it would seem. The Irish Times has details of this survey. 9 out of 10 people believe families should have the right to do a eulogy at the funeral mass of a relative. A eulogy, of course, famously harder than a wedding speech to do because it's very hard to get the right tone with the eulogy. But in the survey, social media followers were asked for their experiences and views on funerals. And the issue of eulogies is a controversial one because in some parishes, in some dioceses, they don't allow them. Now, asked how long the eulogy should be, 45% said it should be 6 to 10 minutes. 41% said it should be under 5 minutes. I think it should be under 5 minutes, if I'm honest. But anyway, some people think, nearly the majority think, that it should be 6 to 10 minutes long. And then the Examiner also covered this survey from RIP.ie because they tell us that the average Irish person goes to 5 funerals a year and people in Kerry go to the most funerals. And also I see that two-thirds of the 3,300 people surveyed say that they believe in heaven, 16% believe in hell, and 12% believe in ghosts. And almost a fifth of people say black should always be worn at funerals and that the funeral should be a somber event. I would agree with that. I'd always wear black to a funeral. I also controversially don't like pop songs at funerals. I think that they should be religious songs only. But anyway, more about that on News Talk Breakfast because they're going to talk to RIP.ie about this. We have a new millionaire in Ireland. Someone is waking up 11 million euro richer this morning. Not bad work for buying a lotto ticket. The Star says that the search is on for Ireland's newest millionaire, multimillionaire, and they're going to take home 11.1 million euro. The winning numbers were 19, 20, 22, 25, 28, 43, and the bonus number was number 1. We don't know where the ticket was sold, but we're going to find out that tomorrow. But this is a big winner of 2026, and congratulations to them, and we're all delighted for them. Final story comes from The Star, which is about eggs. And poached and fried eggs are getting panned by Gen Z because they're turning their back on the classic fry-up. Younger food fans are scrapping traditional methods for raw, cured or barely there eggs, throwing their eggs in coffee, bathing them in lime juice or mixing them with feta cheese. Now, a poached egg is very hard to do, but it is delicious when you get it done right. Almost half are happy, though. This is half of Gen Z are happy to eat uncooked or runny eggs, with 66% reckoning their parents' generation is far too fussy when it comes to eggs. Some are curing their eggs overnight in soy or Worcestershire sauce, and others simply pour raw yolks over their eggs, which sounds like a case for salmonella. But anyway, this is what Gen Z are up to. Read more about that in The Star. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.